UNICEF officials say the situation in the war-torn Horn of African nation is worsening due to decades of conflict, cyclical drought and floods. Sarah Kerimboy is the chief of emergencies at UNICEF Somalia.
At this moment, 5.2 million people are in need of humanitarian assistance, of which 3 million are children. The flooding at this moment has already displaced about 400,000 people. And the locusts are on their fourth cycle of eating the harvest, basically, massively affecting the food security situation.
Heavy rainfall has affected wide areas in Somalia since April, triggering flash floods and displacing tens of thousands of people. In recent months, there has been a surge in cases of acute watery diarrhea and cholera in parts of the country. But the UNICEF official says children are often the hidden victims of any emergency and are more susceptible to waterborne diseases as a result of flooding and severe malnutrition due to food shortages.
The floods are causing acute watery diarrhea and cholera in areas that have never had it before. At this moment, the linkage between that is that as you see increases in acute watery diarrhea, you are also seeing increases in severe malnutrition. We have, in terms of severely malnourished children, we are already at 82% of our projected caseload for 2020, and we are only in July.
Yes, Pamola, the deputy representative of UNICEF Somalia, said the existing problem of malnutrition among children was further worsening the situation. And the effect of locust invasion and the COVID-19 pandemic means the international community has to act fast to help millions of Somali families and especially the children. While the immediate impact of the locust invasion is on crop production, which is projected to be 10 to 15% lower than the long-term average, Mola says the secondary impact likely will be an increase of children being severely malnourished due to food shortages. Whereas the donor community has remained responsive in tackling the global COVID-19 pandemic, Kerimhoy says little help has been coming to address other crises.
To date, UNICEF Somalia has 60% of its COVID appeal funded, but we do have an overall appeal for Somalia, which is at 129 million, and of that we have only received funding for 30 million. And this is quite concerning because the impact of the three together, the triple threat, will strain all of our resources.
In response to the triple threat, UNICEF, in close coordination with the Somali government and local partners, is working to not only prevent and mitigate the spread of COVID-19, but to continue providing life-saving assistance to those desperately in need. As part of those efforts, nearly 1 million vulnerable people have received critical hygiene items, including access to safe water. More than 500,000 women and children have been given basic health and nutritional services in flooded communities and camps for the internally displaced. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.